Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is the last daf in Perek HaNizakin, last daf in the fifth Perek of Gittin, as we had this Perek all about Tikkun HaOlam, and we are in the discussions on Samach Aleph and Beis. Do we trust people when you deposit something with them? Do we trust that they keep it and they don't switch it? Or do we think that they might come to switch it? So, the Gemara's assumption where we are up to is, they don't switch it unless they have a good reason to. Unless they're acting l'shem shemayim, meaning a mother-in-law trying to keep her son-in-law happy, or a ba'alas habayis who wants to make sure that her bachrim have hot food. But one of the lines of the Gemara was that the mother-in-law, we think that she's going to switch because she's chashuda mechalefes hamiskalkel, because it's getting rotten, it's getting ruined, and she wants to act so it doesn't get ruined. So that's why she acts in that way. There is a discussion of a similar type of case in the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is in Kuf Peches, says, Isha ba'alas habayis lashala mesaresa shala isa. Right, a woman is kneading a bread, a dough, and she went out to let it rise. She went out to let it rise, and she's going to take off challah after it rises a little bit, which is the time to take off challah. But somehow the case was that before the owner of the house, the Baal HaSabayas, got back, the dough had risen so much that if we wouldn't put it into the oven now, so then it would get ruined. So the woman servant in the house thought to herself, hey, let me do this woman a favor, I'll put it into the oven for her. The problem was that there was no challah taken off yet. So she said, no problem, I'm going to be mezakeh her, zachem la'adam shlobafanav, I'm going to be mezakeh her, I'm going to take off challah for her, and then put it into the oven. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen discusses. Is she allowed to do that? Can't she take off the challah? Tshuva answers the Trumas Hadeshen, which many scholars say that the Trumas Hadeshen, his questions were written by himself. And he wrote the question, he just wrote a sefer in question and answer for it. At least chelik aleph. Chelik beis are his real question and answers. Chelik Balaf, some say that it was himself. So Yireh said the Trumas Hadeshen, the shaper dami lebevadachi, it's fine. Kiva dimiskalga, since it's getting ruined, like our Gemara. Zuchus ulebalabayas, v'kaimalan zachiyem mitab shlichus, hachanami amishares is nasa shlucha, afilu shlomidaita, mitab deschus ula. It's a schus, and therefore it's not a problem. You're saving her challah, and therefore it's not a problem. That's the Trumas Hadeshen.
It's a question whether the challah is effective or whether she's allowed to,
no, whether she's allowed to do it. We assume, well, he's saying it's a zachiyah, and zachiyem mitab shlichus, which is a major sugya, and therefore it's as if she was appointed a shliach by the owner, and that's why she's allowed to do it.
But what are we afraid of?
What are we afraid of? Maybe we're afraid of what the Ksos argues on him. Says the Ksos, V'imki adati, and the Rama quotes this from Tadeshin, Imki adati miyut erki lahara achar piski maharai. I know I'm a nothing to argue with the Trumas Hadeshen. Uve pracha kvar halach achar harama v'hataz. Especially the Raman the Taz agreed with him, but still I have a problem because, and he goes through the sugya of zachen la'adam shlo b'fanav, and based on Rashba he says, what does zachen la'adam mean? You can be zocha on behalf of somebody and get something for somebody. You could get a present, you could get a bottle of wine, do something for somebody. But zachen may adam, which is how the Ksos is. Chiddush is termed, being zocha from a person, then that's not good. And what's happening here? You're being zocha to take challah from the property of the owner. That's called zocha mei adam shalom b'fanav. It says the Ksos, I don't think that would work. By mishares as davar fresh challah, ein b'zeh shum schus. The Lord reads zocha shalom b'fanav elah hefesh as zocha hamakabel is a davar. From zocha chavis ploni, avol mafresh ein zeh schus. It makes him happy, but that's not zocha la adam. And for that, you would need actual shlichus, and therefore, he does not think it would work. And I don't even understand the question, says the Ksos, because with the oven we pass it, this happens sometimes, you can take off challah even after baking. Sometimes a woman calls up and says, oh, I forgot to take off challah, I already baked my challahs. So there are ways to take off challahs then too. You put the challahs together, you put a big towel over it. There are ways to do that too. So with the oven, if that's possible, says the Ksos, I don't think one should do this. This is a huge discussion in Achronim, this Ksos, about Zach and Me'adam. We had, if you want to look in the Nedarim Lamed Aleph, that year should have all of the Marmakomos on Zach and Adam and Zach and Me'adam. Okay, but it had to do with a little bit with the Gemara that we just had about acting because a woman is worried that the dough is going to be miskalka.
And she's not
chashuda to because we assume that's l'shem shemayim, right? We assume that she's there. It's her. She's chashuda to switch. Doesn't say anything about chashuda to take off challah, be mafresh or anything. She's chashuda to switch the dose. Okay, let's continue. So where are we? We did the pudukis, and now we're up to five lines from the bottom. We're good. V'yakati la'amalo chashinan. We're not worried in general about switchings. V'hatanya, the Tosefta says, Eishas chaver tochenes and eishas am haaretz, bizvachi temeya. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat first in the Gemara. An eishas chaver could come over to an eishas am haaretz's house and grind with her. Grind what with her? The dough and the of the eishas am haaretz, bizvachi temeya. An eishas chaver is allowed to do that when she herself is temeya. Avalobis when she's tahora, but not when she's tahora. Why? Because when she's tameya, she's used to not touching other things. She's used to not touching taras. So therefore, when she's tameya, she could go and grind. But when she's tahora, we're worried that she's going to touch things belonging to the am haaretz, and therefore she's going to be metame them, or she's going to be metame herself. So that's why she should not involve herself during that time. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, no. Af bezman she's tameya lo tetron. Even when she's tameya, she should not be grinding with the baala sabayis. Why? Because her friend gives her stuff. Forget what she's not used to taking. She's used to not taking when she's used to taking when she's tameya. What do you mean? The Eishas Am Haaretz might give her items that belong to her husband, which is not tameh. That's what the Braisa says. The Gemara says, Hashem Mignav Ganva. Now we're choshesh that she's taking things from her husband without permission. Migna ganva, chilufi lo mechlafa. So why wouldn't we be worried that she'll switch on purpose if she's going to take things without permission? She'll be gonave. So why surely we should be worried that she'll take, that she'll switch? So let's finish first. Amar Rav Yosef, hasam nami, morav amar. No, there too, there's a good reason why she does it. She says to herself, tura midishe ka'achil. Literally, an ox could eat from the threshing that he just did. Meaning, this is my husband, this is my house. I'm allowed to take things and use them. But generally, people won't switch if it surely does not belong to them. Period. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Ask Tosfos, among other questions, the second to the bottom line, the previous page. Is it stealing when a wife takes a little bit from her husband? That's stealing? That's called gazela. If the wife takes some items that belong to the husband, it's not called stealing, says Tosfos. Ain't Tosfos, but Ode, says the second to the last, that she needs for her kitchen needs. But oh, check out the last line. Deitek zela, the mekamel never mu'min anashim. Right, that's not stealing. They read himself hakol basra. But whatever you say, so, among other questions, Tosfos does not like Rashi's pshat, and therefore Binu Tam in the second line on top gives a different pshat to the whole Gemara. It does not mean that an eishes chaver is coming to the house of an am haaretz and the issue is dealing with the items of the am haaretz. The case is that the eishes chaver is dealing with her own items, her own dough, and the question is, does the Eishes Am Haaretz realize that she's Tameya or not? That's the question. So that's what the Tanakhama says. You're allowed to grind with her, but she's Tameya at a time when the Eishes Am Haaretz is Mode that she's Tameya. And therefore she's not going to get involved, she's not going to touch items that she's not supposed to touch. But in a time when she's Maksik herself as Tahora, you're not allowed to, because maybe she's Tameya. She's Maksik herself as Tahora, but we won't allow her to be involved. So, and Tosis goes through the rest of the Gemara, how it fits into his Pshat. Okay, that's the last case discussing chshad of switching or not. Now we get back to the general discussion of doing work with people that you're not sure are ne'eman. So heyed, third line. Heyed, Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Achiv, Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Chasma, Ein Osten Chalas Am Haaretz Betara. What's the case? There is a chavar. There is a Tamil Chacham, who is a professional kneader, with a K, a kneader. So people would bring him, it's hard to knead the dough, so people used to bring him their dough to knead. He's got the muscles, he's got the serious tools, and therefore they used to bring him the dough, and he did a patara. So let's say an Am Haaretz brings the dough to this Chaver Am Gabol, so says Rav Lazar ben Chasma, you're not allowed to bring it. Why? Because what's going to happen? This chaver is going to make it into dough, possibly then sell it to a kohen. The kohen's going to think it's tahara stuff. But it's not, because when the Amaris gave it to the chaver, maybe it was ready tameh. Maybe the dough was ready tameh. So that's why he shouldn't take this type of dough and knead it, because it could be that a kohen will come and buy it and think it's tahar, and that could lead to problems. Aval Osin Isas Chula Petara, which Rashi say means he could come take the flour from the Am Haaretz, meaning that's before it could become Tame, before it's Hukshal Tabal Toma, before it gets wet, he could take the flour, because then there's no Chash that it became Tame yet, and then he himself could add the water and make the dough and then sell it, because that's not the Zochash of Toma.
Is he buying for the Am Haaretz?
Is he buying? He's probably working for the Am Haaretz. He's a professional Gabal.
And who's selling it?
And who is selling it? Then he will. Maybe he gets it, right? What does Rashi say about Kohen Yismach al Gabal Shu Chaver? Maybe he'll give it back to the Amaretz, and then the Kohen will, or he'll put it in the store, you know, and the Amaretz will get the proceeds. Something like that, because you're not worried that the Amaretz will touch it again afterwards. So you're allowed to do it as long as there's no chash of Tumah and Tara, there was no Hechsher yet. The note al Hemenek de Chala, and the Chaver could even take off Chala. And put it in these types of kalim. These are very unusual types of kalim to keep dough in, as we'll see why that's important soon. Very unusual types of kalim that are sealed. When Amaretz comes to take, then he can take both the challah that he had, or the, what we call challah, right, the dough that he's going to eat, and the halachic challah, take both of them separately. You don't have to be worried about anything that the Amaretz is going to do with the challah, period. Is this zachen? Well, he asked you to do it. He kind of asked you to do it in this case, so it wouldn't be a zachen me'adam. Just one hour, we could have mentioned it yesterday, but we'll mention it today. The concept of chukshah l'kabel tumah. So we know anything that grows, right, has to be mukshah l'kabel tumah. Anything that grows, after it's detached, has to get wet by one of the seven halachic mashkin in order to be able to then become tumah. Right, everything gets wet originally, right, when it rains. Everything gets rained on, that doesn't count. It only counts after it's detached from the ground and the bialim are happy with the moisture that comes on it. That's the concept of hukshar l'kabel tuma. Is there a reason for that? Zeres hakasav, you know, it has to get wet. My cucumber is not going to become tame. A dead body could touch my cucumber before it gets wet and nothing happens. Nothing to get wet for. So the Ramban says, Kabbalistically, the Ramban in Vayikra in Parsha Shmini says, "V'tama hechsher ki ba'avor lichluch hasheretz v'habetamim yidvak b'ma'achalim b'lachus v'lo kein b'yaveshim." The spiritual pores of the items are only open once it gets wet, even after it dries afterwards. But they're only open then. V'asta ha'torah harchaka yaseiro l'tame ha'mukhsharim b'mayim v'niglu shelo nitin dvar l'shurim. And even after it gets dry afterwards, chazal kebi b'chalik. Once it gets wet, the spiritual pores have been opened, and therefore it can become tummy. So something Kabbalistically says Ramban. The Sefer HaChinuch says a different pshat. The Sefer HaChinuch says, you know what the reason is for Hukshul Kabbal Tumah? An item can only become tummy when it has what's called Gemar Malacha. When it's a finished product. Many Mishnayos say that in Seder Taurus. After the product is finished. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, many people wash off their fruits and vegetables before they use them. Right, many people put it under the sink. Yeah. Derek b'nei Adam, right, you might have to. The big cry is, what about on Shabbos? Is it bower to get the dirt off because you wouldn't eat it? So most assume not. That's washing, that's not separating. So Derek b'nei Adam, because there's here, Rakos lahadichon me'afron, Derek has ready people to get the dirt off. They wouldn't eat them beforehand. Meaning, it's not a finished product until it gets wet. And his lashon is shaloyi nikra ochel ashiyachshu babayim. It's the gemar shem ochel. That's what hechsher is. It's giving it the full status of an ochel. It's not just opening up the spiritual pores. It's the gemar shem ochel. It's a much more fundamental idea of hechsher according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Binafkamin is between the two, but that's the machlokas, the chinuch and the Ramban. What exactly is the time for Hechsher l'kabel tumah, which came up here as well. So, the first half of this Tosefta said that the Amar Aris is allowed to give a professional Talmud Chacham kneader items that couldn't have become tummy beforehand, but not something that could have become tummy. Second parallel case, the Osin Trumab Zesavatara, also, if the Amar Aris wants to give his olives to a professional presser, a professional badan, who is a Talmud Chacham, he also cannot give them once they started being soaked in their own oils, because, again, once it becomes soaked in your oil, it's Hukshah l'kabel tumah, it could be tummy. Aval osin zesim chula b'tara, he's allowed to give whole olives, which did not get wet yet, to the badan, to the professional presser, because then there's no chash of tumah, and a kohen buying it from him, there's no problem. V'notel emenek dei truma, then he's allowed to take a truma from the oil, from the shemen. He's allowed to put it into a kli of a chaver. And again, when the Amaretz comes to take, you're allowed to give him both, and you don't have to be worried. The time am I? What are all these heterim allowed for that you're allowed to deal with the property, with the items of the Amaretz? Because, you know, the kneader and the presser, they need to make a living. It's to make a living, so we have flexibility to an extent. So as long, you know, you might have said that, don't deal with Ami Aretz. So Chazal didn't want to do that. They wanted help to help them make a living. So therefore, we allow them to take items from an Am Haaretz as long as there's no real chash of Tumah, because there was no Hechsher yet. Vitzricha and the Brisa has to tell us both the Halacha, both by a Gabal and both by a Badad, a kneader and a presser. Diashmin and Gabal, if it would have only said that a Gabal, a kneader, is allowed to take the items from an Am Haaretz, Shukla Nefeshigre, he doesn't get so much for every kneading job. You know, so he really needs it. So we'll allow it for him. Avabad of the Nafish Igre, Emalo, but a presser who makes more money than that, so then maybe we would not allow it. So Vyesh bin Abadan, and the opposite, if the halacha was told to us about Abadan, a presser, we should go Shriachlai. Because the presser does not have work all year. He has seasonal work. Different times of year, you know, they want to prep before Hanukkah maybe, and when oil is much needed. So you might say also there, because he doesn't always have work. So when he has work, we should have to allow it. Avogabal, the Shriach Leim below, but a kneader, everybody's always making challah every Shabbos, right? So he is less in need. So Tzricha, we would allow it there too. We'd allow it there too, both by a Badan and by a Gabal. Period. Amar Mar, continue. We mentioned in the up above that what do you do when you take it from Am Haaretz? You're allowed to even take off challah and truma and put it. You can put the challah into a special kli, an unusual kli, a kvisha or anchusa. When the Am Haaretz comes, you're allowed to take both, and you don't have to be worried about anything. So why not? Why shouldn't we be worried? The Am Haaretz, the Achaver did his job. He gives back to the Am Haaretz his. Chala that he's going to use, not halacha chala that he's going to use, and a chala separately in a kli. So why aren't we worried that he's going to use the real chala and be betamiyat? And that's a nisid araisa. Maybe you're violating lifnei iver. You're being going tuma to chala. So the Gemara answers no. Da amrinan le, because the chaver says to him when he gives it back, inagataba hadra l'tivla. If you touch it, it's going to become tevel again. Tevel meaning it's as if tumas and maisis were not taken off of it. If you touch it, it's going to become tevel again. Let's finish for a minute. The leifesh domal lefesle. Won't care about that? He's an Am Haaretz. Why don't we say who cares? So no, the word said no. Hashkel it's kuni kamachave. He gave it to the chaver to take off challah. Bichpas lefesle. We're going to say he doesn't care. You can see from his behavior that he cares. So therefore, we're not worried that we assume he's going to care. But amazing. What does the chaver say? It sounds like he's allowed a lie. If you touch this, it's going to become tevel again. It's going to become tevel again. Tevel means you didn't take off Shumas and Maisos yet. You took off Chala! What if it becomes Tevel again? So Rashi says, Da Amrinan La'ayim Alav. You say it to scare him. And people are very scared of Tevel. Why? Because Tevel is Misa V'Deshamayim. People are scared of Misa V'Deshamayim. Maybe Chala, they don't realize it. Chala is also Misa for Azar. But Rashi says, Who ain't no Chasha Lechal Tevel Shabba Misa? He's scared. So, but you're allowed to say Sheker in this case? Says Makasam Sofer, it's not Sheker. Is not sheker, because look in the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, the Rambam says in Hilchos Shumas Perek Yud Beis, "Ukishayavo am haaretz litol achulin v'atshuma omen lo hizaher." Be careful. Shema tiga b'truma. Maybe you'll touch the truma. Shelo tachzor l'tivla. What is that? He doesn't even say that. If you do it, it's going to happen. He just says, "Don't touch the truma so that it doesn't go back to tevel." Says the Chasam Sofer. You know what impression you get from the Rambam? That it's true. It's not a made-up story. And there's a built-in t'nai here. Chazal made a built-in t'nai that when a chaver is a shliach for an Am Haaretz, and he's going to give back the items afterwards, that it should work as follows. It's chala as long as you don't touch it. My hafrasha for you is good. It's shlichus al t'nai. But the second that you touch it, my shlichus is null and void. And then therefore it goes back to becoming teva. Says that that's what you have to. Imkain tiknu chachamim leiv bezdin masna sheyesh lichuso al tnai shelo yigabo v'im yigabo yesh lichuso batal mafreya v'hadru l'tivla midina. Yes, this might cause problems because it's actually going to become tevel afterwards. But the greater good is to have this threat, and therefore, hopefully, he won't touch it. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's not sheker. It's true. It's emes, but it's a shlichus al tnai. How's he supposed to take it? So he takes it, he does a mitzvah al tanai. He does a shlichus al tanai. How is the Amar supposed to say? He takes it in the kvisha, in the kli. That's closed, that's not a kabbal tumah, right? The worry isn't that he's going to touch the kli, that he's going to take it out. Right? There is a big discussion, I didn't bring any makoros on it, about doing a mitzvah al tanai. Are you allowed to do a mitzvah al tanai? You know, you put do a mitzvah tefillin al tanai that it rains today. I'm going to put on tefillin, but I only want the mitzvah if it rains today. So the big question, whether you're allowed to do that? Right, you have a mitzvah al-tanai. Some say, no, you did the mitzvah. You could do marriage al-tanai. That's not a regular mitzvah. That's a mitzvah that you choose to do. You can do gerush and al tanai. You could do a sale al tanai. But those are more voluntary. Can you do a mitzvah shebagufa al tanai? So what about here? Freshus chala, freshus shuvah is a mitzvah. So is it a regular mitzvah? Some maybe you could say it's a matir more than a mitzvah. So it's a discussion in the note in the minyan hamitzvos, whether you count hafrasha and nesina as two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban has it as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam has it as one. But that's a discussion. But here, that's the suggestion of the Chasam Sofer, how it's not sheker. How it's not sheker, but it's really being done al tanai.
Wasn't Yaakov's whole original
nice al tanai? He said, no, if you're with me, Hashem, I'm going to give you. That's the opposite. That's the mitzvah as the result of the tanai. As the result, if you do this, right, I'm going to do this. I mean, that's that we say by tzedakah. The only mitzvah you're allowed to test Hashem, los anas Hashem al keichem, you're allowed to test him by tzedakah. That's what we learned a couple weeks ago as parasha. So, right, I'm going to give this tzedakah, but you better help me do this. So you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that realm. Okay, let's continue. Omar Mar, no delay mena k'dei chumu manichu ekel shachaver. So the second half of the Tosefta said that you don't put it in a special cleat, you put it in the kelim of a chaver. Ukshva amars li tol no delay shem in a choshesh. When amars comes, you take both, and you don't have to be worried that he's going to touch the truma inside the kli of the chaver. So v'alecha shemunagabe, why not? Is that it? When it's in an unusual kli, I don't know if I fleshed this out before, when it's in an unusual kli, he'll remember that it's something special in there, it's chala in there, for that he's not going to come to touch it. But here it's in the regular kli of a chaver. So what's stopping him? What's reminding him not to touch it? Bishlama hasa mislei akira. Fine, earlier when it's in the kfisha or the anchusa, there's a hecker, and therefore he's not going to touch it. Hacha, my hecker is play. So there's no hecker here, so maybe he'll touch the kli. So the manachlev kli glalim. I'm sorry, beforehand it might be touching the kli, but he's not going to touch the kli directly because there's a reminder. So the manachlev kli glalim kli avanim kli adama. No, here it's put into kalim that are not makabel tuma. Not makabel tuma. Kli glalim made out of dung, kli avanim made out of stone, kli adama, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. And in amaretz, Chazal did not give the status of the amaretz totally to be matami things, even if they just move it like a zav. Tumas Amaris is Durabanam. Chazal said Amaris is probably Tumas. They gave him the status of Tumah. But they didn't go so far as to give him the status of a real Zav who is Tumah even if he just carries things. So they didn't go that far. And therefore, if he just lifts it up, it's not a problem. So Ihachi, if that's true, that we're talking about Kalim that are not Makabal Tumah, so my Ayyad Chaver. So what do you have to use Kalim of a Chaver for to put this Truma in? Afilu da Amaris Nami, even if Kalim of an Amaris. Where it says Hachinami Gamar, you're right. That's what it really means. The Kalim Shalam Aretz Haru Uyim Lehishtamish Ben Chaver, Kalim of an Aretz that a Chaver can use because they're fit because they're not Makabel Tumah. That's what it means. Kalim Shal Chaver. It means he can use his own Kalim of an Aretz that a Chaver could use because it's not Makabel Tumah. Period. Next, Machziki De Akum B'Shvius. So the Mishnah said that you're allowed to give a chizuk to the non-Jews who are working in the fields during Shemitah. The Gemara says, "Machzikin, is that really true? You're allowed to do that." The Yomer of the Bar Shishna Mishmei the Rav in Odu Nemakam Mishvias. You're not allowed to hoe with an Akum in Shvias. You're not allowed to actually work the land with a non-Jew for a non-Jew in Shemitah. Vein Koflin Shalom Ovei Kachavim, and you can't say Shalom doubly. You can't double a Shalom to a non-Jew. You see, you're not allowed to. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to give Shalom once for Daki Shalom, but here it says you're not allowed to double it. Why? Because again, Shalom is Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to be Masker Shem Hashem on a non-Jew for no reason. So the Gemara says, we'll talk about both of those in a minute. Let's finish. It's not really giving Shalom that you're allowed to do. You're right, you're not allowed to give real Shalom, but you're allowed to give Achzuki Ba'alma. How you doing? What's going on? Kihad Rav Yehuda Amalu Achzuku, like Rav Yehuda used to tell his non-Jewish neighbors, be strong, Chazak. Rav Sheshes Amalu Ashrata, Yashar, Yashikoyach. Right? So you're allowed to do that. But you're just not allowed to do shalom, shalom, says the Gemara.
Is there a difference between a Nakri and an Akum?
We're going to get to that in 1 second. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we mentioned this in the past a number of times, where he talks about shalom being Shem Hashem. Shalom being Shem Hashem. So when you say shalom aleichem to someone, you're being masker Shem Hashem, right? The mocher is by Boaz and his workers, right? He says Hashem imachem, right? That's shalom aleichem. And then the answer, v'yirach Hashem. V'yirach Hashem, so that's what we say aleichem shalom. But it's a serious issue. It's shalom is Shem Hashem. So let's say shalom aleichem to somebody in the bathroom, right? That's masker Shem Hashem in the bathroom. So the Shulchan Aruch has been paid down. It says it shouldn't be done. Should it be done? Shalom aleichem. Say hi to somebody, right? How you doing? That when actually somebody's actually going to the bathroom, I'm not supposed to talk. But in a bathroom, or even in a schwitz or a sauna, where people are not dressed appropriately, also we're not supposed to be maskei shem Hashem. So we're saying how you do it in English, that's not a problem. But what if somebody's name is Shalom? His name is Shalom. So that's the Mishnah Berurah discussion. The Adam Sheshmo Shalom, Pei Dalet Vav in Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Osrin Bebeis Hamechas, the gross of Bishmo, Ela Balashan Laz. Some say maybe you shouldn't call him Shalom. Call him by his English name. Aye. What about for those of us who don't have English names? Right? The Yesh Matir, and some say no, because when you call Shalom, you don't have in mind to be Shem Hashem here. You have in mind, you're the person. So he says, V'chein Ogin, the Minogas Yemekel, but the Yeresha Mayim, Yesh Lo Lahachmir, Yeresha Mayim should be Machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, because many Archonim are Oser, and you should be Bolea the Mem. And just say, Shalom. Hey, Shalom. Or Shalon, with a Nun. Right? So let's make it sound a little different. Not Shalom. The Gami Geras Rashus, also in the Geras Rashus, because you don't want to cause Seamus. You shouldn't write Shalom, you should write Shalem, or something not exactly Shalom. One of my ninth grade Rebbe, whenever he wrote my name, he wrote Shin Lamed Vav with a smidgen. He never wrote Shalom. His mom, he was Machmir for that day. He wrote Shin Lamed Vav with a little thingy. Like you write Hey Hashem for a little thingy. So he wrote Shalom Shin Lamed Vav with a thingy, not to write out the full name. But either way, that's the discussion in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Pei Dalet. So that's related to the being Maskir Shem Hashem. So what do you let? You're not allowed to be Kofel Shalom, but you're allowed to be machzik and just give him a shkayach. So it's a very important mi'iri here. A mi'iri kind of lishutasa. So the mi'iri here says, what's the whole discussion here? The mi'iri says the whole issue here is not just to say shalom, but it's to get into deep philosophical conversations with the umos ha'olam. And what does it mean, kofel shalom? That just means shmoozing. That means shmoozing. Mikol makom, he says, einim nami shal b'shloma. You don't have to be shal b'shloma. You don't have to be worried about being shal b'shloma. Obdei gililim. Umikol makom, ein roi laharach imam b'divrei shalom b'yasem b'neragil. Don't go overboard. Don't shmoozing with them very far. V'chutz l'tchum shalom minhag. Not the usual way of just saying hello to somebody. V'zeo anikra etzli kfeila shalom. That's what kfeila shalom means, says the Meiri. Shekal adam marach b'she'ela shalom al haragil morachibo yesera v'shaychus. Whenever you say you have more than a regular hello, you know, that reflects a deep love and caring. Umitokach, you know, it's going to lead to relationships. And that's why Gedolei Chachamim, which we're going to get to in a minute, said you should say shalom first. Interesting why? Because when somebody else comes over to you and starts the conversation, he basically leads the conversation. When somebody comes over to you and says, how you doing? What's going on? He's already starting, he's setting the bar that you have to schmooze with him. But if you start the conversation, you say, shalom, what's going on? You know, he can tell you, you're not interested in shmoozing with him for a long time. That's why Rabbanan, which we're going to have about to have in 2 minutes, they were maktim shalom. Then what does that mean? So they wouldn't have to say shalom, shalom back? No, it just means because they could guide and lead the conversation. The last line of the Meiri is something he says in many, many places in Shas. This was Herman's comment just now. This whole thing only applies by Ovdei Galilim. Mikamakom, this is the Meiri's Lashon. Umos hakaduros bedarke hadatot. So the Meiri says 50 times in Shas. But nations that are gadur, that are led by darke hadatos, by religious laws, u'ma'amina b'mitziuso yizbarach la'achduso, and they believe in Hashem, v'yachalto, and His power, afal pishim ishtabshim b'ksaz dvarim, even though they have some mistakes in their religion, about certain prophets of theirs, l'fiyem munusenu, ein lahem makom b'dvarim elu, all these halachos don't apply to them. So the Meiri writes this about many halachos, about stam yenim, about many halachos in Avodah Zarah, about that only applies to actual Ovdei Gililim, but not to Umos Hagadurim Bedarkei Adatos. That's the Miri's Lashon, and he says it here too as well. So that's all about giving Kofel Shalom to Ovdei Gachavim. Just for 2 minutes, before we have to move, the other issue is Tosas. Tosas here brings up that our Brisa here says you're not allowed to hoe with a guy during Shvius. But if you look at the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Chavav, the Gemara has a case where there was a Jew that was plowing during Shvius, and they said, what's going on? And he says, don't worry, I'm working for a guy. It's a guy's land. So our Gemara says you can't work with a guy during Shvita. That Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavav say you can. So Tosas here gives three answers. Number one, maybe that was Takanas Nefashos. Wasn't just that you had to work for a guy, but he was going to kill you if you didn't work for him. So Takanas Nefashos, you're allowed to work the land. Number three is that it was talking about Shvius Pizman Azeh, which is Durabanan. And our Gemara is talking about Daraisa. And answer number two in the middle was, maybe that opinion held, Yesh Kinyan La'akim La'afkir Midei Maestras. There's a major machlokas, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, and Achronim. When a guy owns land in Eretz Israel, does that remove the Kedusha of it in terms of Trumas and Maestras and Shemitah? That is a major machlokas in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, etc. So Tosfos says maybe that's the machlokas. Pashtus, what do you see from Tosfos? Pashtus from Tosfos is according to the man de Amar Yesh Kinyan La'akum, that a guy has the authority to own working the land during Shemitah would be mutter. That's the Pashtus of Tosfos, and that's what a number of Achronim hold. And therefore, if you get over the problem of selling land to a guy, which is a problem, we discussed it yesterday, Lo Sechanein, if you get over that hump, so then it's going to be fine. Once the guy owns it, it's going to be okay. And let's say, nowadays, let's say a guy just owns land. It's okay. The guy working the land, the fruit do not have Kedusha, and therefore you're allowed to buy. That's called Yibul Nachri. Yibul Nachri. The question is, there are other political and problematic issues with Yibul Nachri if they're trying to kill us, so then maybe it's inappropriate. But let's say you have Yibul Nachri from other Nachrim, that you have somebody who, you know, he's not going to kill you, your neighbor, and he's owned it for 100 years. Wouldn't it be a problem, Pashas? They wouldn't have Kedusha. But then you have the Chazanish. The Chazanish changed everything. The Chazanish says, the whole, you have to reread Tosis. The whole discussion in the Gemara of Yesh Kinyan and Kinyan is only about, are there mitzvahs and Kedusha to the fruit? That's the whole discussion. Is there a chiyuv of Shumas and Maishas for the fruit? But regarding the Kedusha Sakarka, that never changes. The Karka always has Kedusha, even according to the Manda Amar, Yesh Kinyan. You're actually at the beginning of Tilcha Shvius. But Dafka Lin Yishumus and Maishas would be Kurim, the mitzvahs Ninhu, Gidol Akum Pater, Avala Inyan, Arla Vikilayim Vishvius. For sure, we would say it never loses the Kedusha, and therefore a Jew is never allowed to work the land during Shemitah, even if it's owned by a guy. What about this Tosfos? He has to work out this Tosfos. How do you read this Tosfos? To lo, kipshuto. But there are O's, the Beis Yosef, nobody less than the Beis Yosef, take this Tosfos kipshuto, and holds no, that if a guy owns land, it's a Yesh Kinyan, and therefore it is allowed to be worked during Shemitah. There is a Sefer HaTruma, also much discussed in the Heta Mechira discussions. The Sefer HaTruma says the opposite kind of the Chazonish. Even if you say Ein Kinyan, and he does not have the authority, but Bizman Hazeh, when Shvius is Durabanan, Yesh Kinyan according to everybody. So therefore, there, and then many say the Baal HaTruma is a Das Yachid, and he holds, because of another big sugya, he holds that the second Kedusha of Ezra Nehemiah didn't last, but we hold it does last. So therefore he wouldn't have say, he would never have said his shita. There's a whole big discussion here relating to one of the issues, again, of the Heta Mechira. Yesterday we spoke about one of them, Lo Sechanein. Another one is today, is Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan. Those are two issues in the Heta Mechira of whether it can work or not. The other issue is whether you want it to work or not, which is a separate philosophical idea, a hashgafic idea of whether we want to do something like the Heta Mechira. Again, I'm just mentioning the issues here. Okay, there's a lot more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, the in kofel shalom of the gochavim, we're not kofel shalom to a guy. Rav Chisda maktiv yavlu shlama. Rav Chisda said it first. So again, the Ran says why? Because when you answer somebody, you have to say double. Somebody says shalom to you, you have to say, shalom, shalom. So you'd rather not do double, you just want to do singles, that's what you're maktin. But the Meiri's bar was deeper. The Meiri said, no, if you start the conversation, you're going to kind of lead it to what kind of conversation it's going to be. Rav Kahana amrele shlama lamar. Rav Kahana used to tell them, shalom to my master. What does that mean? Rashi says, he had kavana for his own Rebbe. So when he said it, he says, shalom, master. But he was thinking to his Rebbe. So he was making it up. Tosfos says, isn't that Gnevas Das? Tosfos says, that's Gnevas Das. The Gemara Chulin says, you can't even go Gnev Das of the guy. It's a Befirish Gemara, Chulin Daf Salad Dalet. But the Ritva there says, it could be an Isidar Isa to be Gnev Das a guy. So therefore, Tosfos gives a different shot. No, he says, it doesn't mean that he was Gnev Das Abrius. He says, it just gives an example that you are in Kofel. That's why he says, Shlom Lamar. The Maloha Roim here in the back quotes is Zohar, who says, didn't Yaakov do that according to one shot by Esav, Adoni, one Madam, he's talking about Hashem? Right? Didn't David HaMelech do that in quotes a few cases? And so there are cases where people in Tanakh did such a thing. So maybe it's not called Sheker in this type of case. Because you're talking to your master. You're talking to your master. You happen to have somebody else in front of you, but you're talking to your master. Okay. Right. Says the Gemara B'Shalom B'Shalom, not only are you machzik them, you give them shkayach, but you're allowed to ask about them. So hasha achzukim machzikina, shalom b'Shalom midoy, you're allowed to give them chizuk. So is there, of course you're allowed to just ask how they're doing. So I'm able to nisrfa el yom chagam. The chiddush is because even on their holiday, you're allowed to give them shalom. Titanya, you kind of tell them the gochavim yom chagam, eat them shalom. You're not supposed to go into the house of a non-Jew on the day of their holiday and give them shalom, because he's going to say to himself, wow, what a great day. The Jew came to say hello to me, and he's going to go be modeh to his avodah zara, and therefore you violated lifnei iver. Matzah b'shuk, but if you found them in the marketplace, no sin lo b'safa rafa b'kavod rosh. You can say shalom to them quietly, meaning don't make a big thing about it, so he's not led to say hello to his avodah zara.
Wasn't there a gemara in avodah zara that you have to
You have to stay away from them in terms of sales. You're not allowed to sell things to them within a couple of days. Right. So this is, you happen to meet them on the street. To meet on the street just to say hello to them is different than selling or repaying a debt or collecting a debt that they owe you. So that's something deeper. That's the Mishnayos in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. I'm not responsible yet, though, because we're still only in Nashim. But maybe ask me in a couple of year and a half or so. Rav Huna, Rav Chizah, Abiyasvi, Rav Huna, Rav Chizah was sitting. Chala, Ba'azel, Geneva. Geneva walks by. We had Geneva all the way back earlier in the Masechta. Amalei Chavah Chavri Nekam Mikami Devar Uriyinu. Let's stand up for Geneva because he's a Talmud Chacham. Amalei Mikami Palgo Nekam. He causes so much machlokes. He causes so much strife. So we should stand up for him, right? The Rashi quotes that earlier in Daf Zayin, right? He caused problems to Mar Ukva. What, he skipped over? Yeah, he skipped over the heads. So Adahachi Asa Iul Gabayu. Meanwhile, Geneva came to them. Amalehu Shlom Aleichem Malki. Shlom Aleichem Malki. Well, how you doing, Rabbi? Kings, kings. Amalei Minelo the Rabbanim. Mifan Elachal the Rabbanim the Ikrim Malachim. How do you know that the rabbis are called kings? Amalehu Dechziv, because the pasuk says, "Be Malachim Yimalochu V'chulu." Malachim are called kings. Amalei Minalachad the Kaflin and Shlom Alamalki. How do you know that you double your welcome of kings? How do you know that you double the shalom to kings? Shneamar v'ruach lavshas amasai rosh shalishim. Pasuk we say right on the side it says v'imcha ben yishai shalom shalom. You give a double lashon to David Amelch. Amri le lito marmidi. So they say to him, you want something to eat? I say to eat Geneva. Amri lo achi amar v'yudam arav. No, sorry. Asal lo adam shidam kluma shidam achlo behemto. Got to feed my animal first. Got to feed my animal first, so I can't take anything. Shneamar v'nasati esep zatchal v'mtecha. First that, and then v'yahadar v'yachalta v'savata. So first it says that Hashem is going to give schar to the animals and then give food to you. So this is a big discussion about feeding your animals if you have a pet before you. The Maharal says, just like in the Bria, animals were created and got their sustenance before people. So therefore you got to follow the Seder HaBria. The Taz suggests that maybe it only means eating a meal. You could taste things before you give it to your animal. Even though it says also litom here, which sounds like even to ima. See on the side? Sheyochal. So some people change it to a sheyocha. There is the Oksav Sofer in the Tshuva where he writes, this does not apply to a Sudas Mitzvah. By a Sudas Mitzvah, people could go first. People could go first by a Sudas Mitzvah. Hajan Allah, Hani Zak. Now we go back to the meat. Go back to the Gittin. Go back to Mesechas Gittin. Ha Omer. Tosva says that in most the Prakim, Perakha Omer is, we have it in the order that we have it, the Prakim. But if you look in some Rishonim have them in a different order. The Gilyon on the side that says 6 and 7 was switched. Misha'achzu might have been 6th and Ha'omer might have been 7th. But we're going to go Kaseder like we have it. Ha'omer, the woman says, just as a introduction, there are two for today. Tomorrow we'll have a third. Two types of shlichim in the world of Gittin. There's a shliach called the shliach laholacha. We had this all the way of getting them zechta. A man can make a shliach laholacha to go bring the get to his wife, and it's not a get until it gets to the wife or the shliach of the wife. A woman can appoint a shliach lekabala, a shliach to accept the get on her behalf. And when her shliach lekabala gets the get, she's divorced right then. It's finished. So a husband can make a shliach laholacha, and a woman can make a shliach lekabala. A man can't make a shliach lekabala. Right, because it's not his domain. A woman can make a shliach la'alacha. She can say, go get my get, but it's not a get until it gets to me. I mean, she can have that power. She can kind of make a shliach la'alacha. That's going to be called a shliach hava'a, which we're going to talk about Hashem more tomorrow. But anyway, so says the Mishnah, ha'omer. If a man says to a shliach, his kabel gets elishti, or holy gets elishti, accept this get for my wife. So he uses the lashon of Kabbalah. Or holich gets elishti, imrosalasa yachso, he could always go back. Why? Because he can't make a shliach lekabala where it could be automatic. So even though he uses the lashon of hiskabel, accept it, it does not mean that it's going to work right away, and he could always be chozer bo. Rashi explains, also top second Rashi, because to be divorced is a chov. We have this back all the way on Daf Yadal from a base. Getting divorced is a chov, and ein chavin la'adam el b'fanav. Right? The man has certain obligations to support his wife when they're married, so getting is somewhat of a chov, and therefore, if the man wants to retract before the wife gets the get, so then he is able to. What happens if a woman is screaming, I want the get, I want to get divorced, this husband is terrible, I want to get divorced. So is it a schus then? Could it be zachon shlo b'fanav then? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Rashba here says, pointing Yerushalmi, afal pike. Inherently, gittin is chov, and therefore you don't look at the specific circumstance to determine that maybe this is a schus here. But the Sefer Ha'itur, quoted in the tour, I won't read it for now to save time, quoted in the tour in Simon Kuf Mem, quotes that no, if we know for sure that she's screaming, so then we could accept the get on her behalf, and it is a schus. And some Achronim say, if there are eidim that she's screaming, even at the moment that the guy gets the get, it's good according to everybody. But that is the machlokas. What happens about other cases that you know for sure is a schus? The Gemara's talk about it and we've shown him. What about if the yavam is a mishumid? So the guy's about to die. He wants to give a get to his wife. And he wants to give a get because if he doesn't give a get, the woman's going to have to marry or be held to connected to the Apikara's brother. So it's better to give a get. That's a schus also. So again, these are discussions of whether there's some types of subjective schuyos. But generally, it is a chov. Next, Ha'isha Sha'amri Skabali Giti, if a woman says, accept my get and Rasa Laksa Lo Yasar, that's a Shliach Kabbalah, so right when the Shliach gets the get, she can't be Choser. Lafichach im Amar Lo Habal, Yefshish the Kabbalah, therefore, if the Baal says to the Shliach Kabbalah that comes to him, no, I don't want you to be a Shliach Kabbalah, Ela Holech Vatain La, but go and bring it to her and Rasa Laksa Yasar. That's a case where the husband switched the woman's Shliach Kabbalah into his Shliach Lahalacha, so he could do that. He could say, you are my Shliach Lahalacha. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Omer is totally Giti. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if he says the Lashon of Tol, take my get and Ratzel Lachloi Lo Yaksar, then he can't be Choser, because Tol is a language of Kabbalah. So if the woman set up a Shliach LaKabbalah, and then the husband says the Lashon of Tol, we assume that he is agreeing to what the woman did, and therefore the divorce happens right when the Shliach gets the get. Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Abila Rav Ashi Taima Dvo Shavita Ihi Shliach LaKabbalah. The only reason in the Reisha that it does not work is because she didn't make a Shliach LaKabbalah. Hashavita Iti Shliach LaKabbalah Rasa Lasa Lo Yasar. But if the woman would have made a Shliach LaKabbalah, then the first case would have worked, where the husband says Hiskabel or even Holech Shmami Na Holech Hischidami. Doesn't this prove a sugi we had all the way back at the end of the first parak? If a man says Holech, take this, is that like saying Bizocha it? That was a big discussion whether Holech Hischidami is Lav Hischidami. So from our Mishnah, it sounds like Holech Hischidami. Because we're mashma that in the first case of the Mishnah, if a woman had made a Shliach LaKabbalah, the language of the Baal of Holech would be good enough. Holech Hischidami? So the Gemara says, lo the name of the Holech Lav Hischidami. It could very well be that Holech is not Hischidami. And when he says Holech, he's changing him to a Shliach LaHolecha. And what's the whole case talking about? No. Go by the first Lashon. The Chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah is the Lashon of Hiskabel. The Saka that Chamina, you might have said, hold the Baal Abar Shliach, Shav Yishliach LaKabbalahu. You might say, because the Baal, as we introduced, cannot appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah, so that if he uses a Lashon of Kabbalah, maybe he should throw the whole thing out. Maybe even after the wife guessed it, it shouldn't be good, because the husband used a wrong Lashon. Kamashulan Diskabel Baholik Amar. No, that's the Chiddush, that we trust the Lashon of Hiskabel. What he meant to say is take it. Tznan, the other part of the Mishnah, Aisha Shamra has Kabbalah Gidi, Marzal Lasa Lo Yasar, a woman who says, accept my get, she appoints a Shliach LaKabbalah. If she wants to be retract, she cannot retract. My lab Loshah, Kabbalah Loshna Halacha. Isn't that going on even when the husband said Holacha? So therefore, that again would approve Holach is Kishidami. So Lo HaKabbalah. No, maybe it's only, that case is only talking about a case where the husband used the Lashon of Hiskabel. So again, no Raya about Holach. Tashma, try again. Where the husband switches the shliach, where he says, I don't want you shliach l'kabbalah to be a shliach l'kabbalah, I want you to be a shliach l'halacha. He could retract because he changed him into a shliach l'halacha. Taima to Amar Yefshi. This must be only because he said, it's impossible, I don't want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Halom Amar Yefshi. If he didn't say Yefshi, but he just said Holech, Imratza Lasa Lo Yasser, he would not be able to be Choser. Shema Mino again, Holech is Chidami. Doesn't that show again, Holech is Kishidami? So Gemara says, no, Dilma Behelech. Maybe our Mishnah should be read as Helech, not Holech. Holech means to take it. Helech means just, here it is. So we still don't have a raya for what Holech is. A little more, and then we'll finish. Pshita, won't finish, we'll stop. Pshita, ish havi shliach laholacha. We know a man could be a shliach laholacha. Why? Shekein baal molach gela ishto. Because we know a husband could bring his own get for his wife, so a man is in that parsha to bring a get for his wife. The isha b'shliach l'kabbalah. We know a woman can be a shliach l'kabbalah. She can isha m'kabbalah skita miad baila. Because a female, a woman, usually accepts her get. What about ish l'kabbalah v'isha l'olacha mai? What about, can a man be a shliach l'kabbalah? Could a woman be a shliach l'olacha mai? Right? So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, how do we look at shlichus here? Do we look at gittin in general? So then both men and women are in the parsha of gittin. Then it should work. A man can work for a woman, a woman can work for a man. Or do we say no? You look at Shlichus LaHolacha and LaKabbalah as different worlds. And therefore, if somebody is in the parsha of Shlichus LaHolacha, they might not be in Shlichus LaKabbalah, and vice versa. That's the question. Tashma, let's just try a little bit. Tashma homer, skabel gezelishti, ohole gezelishti. In the Mishnah, says, accept this get from my wife or bring the get. Imrazel lachzor yachzor. Ha'ishah shem skabel legidi, imrazel lachzor lo yachzor. So the first two cases of the Mishnah is a case of a man making a shliach and a woman making a shliach. So my la b'chad shliach. Shouldn't we say that our Mishnah is about the same type of shliach, same gender? And whoever, whatever is good for one is good for the other. Lo, b'shnei shluchin. It's talking about a case of two different shluchim. You don't have to say it's about the same shliach. Toshba, what about the following? Where the Baal says, the Baal changes the shliach l'kabbalah into a shliach l'olacha. So there you have to say it's the same case. Same person. In Razalakso Yaksar, there he can be chozer. There you see the husband could change the status of the shliach, so obviously talking about the same gender, the same person. So the Gemara says, Pashimina, you're right. But you could choose only, you could prove only one of them. Pashimina, Ishha Bishliach LaKabbalah. A man could be a shliach LaKabbalah, you could prove. Why? Because we have a model for that. Because a father, we know, could accept gin on behalf of his daughter, so you already see a man could accept kiddushin. So he can accept getting also. Isha laholacha tibay lacha. My, but we still don't know about a woman. Could a woman be a shliach laholacha? That is still up in the air, and we'll have to stop because we are davening now. So we'll continue with Avraham Mari, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.